Hello, friends, and welcome to the U-Turn Podcast. This is your host, Ashley Stahl. I'm a career expert, a speaker, a best-selling author of the book U-Turn. Get unstuck, discover your direction, design your dream career. And I created the U-Turn book and the podcast as a place to help you connect to who you truly are at your core. And that's why every single week, I want to bring a guest on with the intention of helping you expand what's possible for you, both in your confidence, whether it's in work or love, and just in life in general. So let's get into this week's episode. Hey, U-Turn friends, it's Ashley here. And this is a special podcast episode because I had hosted my very first live masterclass webinar situation for the first time in years. I had, if you've read my book, you know that I've had a journey in business with webinars. And it felt really personal to just hop on and share with everyone how to launch your podcast in 30 days. I remember when I started my show over here at the U-Turn Podcast, feeling like, who's going to listen to me? Is my voice going to matter? Is this just going to cost me a ton of money, energy, and time? Or will I be listened to? Will this ever help my, you know, my business in some way? And regardless of all of that, I just wanted to share. So, you know, there's millions and millions of podcasts out there, but only 470,000 of them have released an episode in recent months. And so what that tells me is a lot of people are maybe mustering the courage to launch a show, but they're not keeping it up. And I think a lot of that has to do with just not really knowing how to maintain it. And so I was inspired with Swell Production House, my podcast producer, to create a brand new course called the Pod Launch Academy. And we have it open for the next few days right now at ashleystahl.com/launch, ashleystahl.com/launch. And it's 8 live modules we're giving from June 11th onward, twice a week. All the information is on the cart at ashleystahl.com/launch. So whether you join us or not, I know some of you are just looking maybe for a quick fix around podcasting. So I decided to ask Swell Production House to grab a slice of our most recent masterclass to share with you here the audio on the podcast. So in a moment, we are going to dive straight into some recording of the webinar masterclass that I just did on pod launching. And I just want to make sure you know that we are giving the Pod Launch Academy live only once. And that starts June 11th. So if you are called to get support in starting your podcast, the price is pretty affordable for a live training. We're going to do the 8 modules live, and then we're going to go into Q&A and group coaching afterwards. We really want to serve you. So whether you join me or not, here is a slice of the most recent webinar that we did on how to launch your podcast in 30 days. I am excited for you to get some of these tips, and I'm sending you lots of love.
So let's get really clear right away on the overall concept of your show. And while it's important to think about, let's say, your show's cover art or maybe what merch you eventually want to sell, I really believe that knowing why you are starting a show is a key ingredient for your podcast to succeed. And I think someone already mentioned that in the chat box, that that's really what got them inspired themselves to know that they wanted to start a show was their why. And Simon Sinek has famously talked about businesses having a firm why, and really the same is true for your podcast. People won't be turning into your show for what you do. They are there because of why you have the show, why you are showing up every day. So let's get really clear on how to break down the why, the how, and the goal of your podcast. And as a reminder, I just want to repeat that really people aren't here to listen to what you do. They're here to feel your why. People really focus so much on their words and the content, but not enough focus, I believe, is given to the value of the energy of your show. You have to remember that podcasting is still an entertainment medium. So people aren't just listening for content and education. They're really there for inspiration and entertainment. You can only be truly inspiring and entertaining when, honestly, you're being yourself. So your why will really provide potent and powerful insight for what to share in your trailer, in your podcast description, and in your episode messaging. We will be sharing more about this in the Pod Launch Academy, but for now, let's get super clear on why you are starting a podcast. The deep intention behind your show, we've come to find, is often linked to these two questions. Number one, what will the show provide? And number two, what impact will the show make? So for the U-Turn podcast, the show really provides self-development experts' knowledge and mindset shifts. While the impact of this show is to build confidence in listeners so that they live an aligned life with who they truly are. If you have a business, you know, this might be right in line with the why behind your business, but the contribution, the impact really comes in the way of the podcast medium. So you may want to tweak this slightly. And for those of you, let's say maybe you don't have a business right now, or you're just starting to play around with all of this, just take a deep breath. Perhaps maybe even in this moment, closing your eyes and completing this statement. I am sharing my voice because blank. Or maybe ask yourself, I am speaking up for what? And in this moment, like, really allow the answer to bubble up from within you. You don't want to necessarily pull it out from your mind, but really tune into the sensations and the feelings that are showing up when you ask yourself these questions. So if you had your eyes closed, you can go ahead and blink them open and just jot down anything that came up for you. And you might even want to write these prompts down and journal on them or noodle on them over the next few days, really letting them marinate and allow the answers to come up for you. Share here just a few tips that I really love to share with clients who might be ideating on this. So maybe they aren't sure what their why is just yet. So number one is to come up with a list of shows that you wish you thought of. So what is their theme or topic and how is it tied to your own why? This is not about getting lost in the sauce of everyone else's ideas. This is about you getting inspiration. And the second tip is to come up with a list of show titles you wish you had thought of. And this is really, again, to get you inspired with what concepts are resonating to you. Like, where are you being pulled to? What is making you expand and getting you excited? Number three is to come up with a list of words that you love. So words that represent you and your concept. Even consider asking friends for words that make them think of you, make them think of your spirit, make them think of your why. And then finally, a bonus tip here is to, yes, consider asking ChatGPT for podcast names that align with the words that you love or the concept that you're thinking about. And again, this is not about losing yourself in someone else's creativity. It's about gathering inspiration, tuning into the vibration of what you want to create. I actually did this the other day with a client and it turned into a really fun exercise of kind of reverberating back and forth to see what was aligned for them and what wasn't. So a beautiful way to use AI. And these tools are to iterate and know this. It is typically a process of trial and error. So don't be worried if that perfect premise and the perfect show name does not materialize immediately. Trust that it will. And when it does, you will likely be left with this beautiful sense of peace. So just really allow yourself to trust the process. So now that you've started to define your why, let's actually shift slightly and look at how you're going to implement your show's why. And the how of your show is ultimately the format of what you share. So how are you going to share your mission and your why? And over the years, I've identified that there are five main formats for a podcast. The first is an interview. And this is the primary podcast format that most of you likely have tuned into or listened to or have created yourself already. And I like to share that this can really be broken down into two subcategories, a conversation style or a classic interview style. And the conversation style feels a little bit more relaxed. and lighter and takes more creative liberties to really wander. I like to think of Armchair Expert as a beautiful example of this kind of more conversational style podcast, where listeners really get to feel more like a fly on the wall in a convo. So the second format is a solo or monologue. And this style takes a very certain skill set. So not everyone can talk into a microphone for 20, 10 plus minutes and really engage an audience. But there are really a few major advantages to podcasting in this format. A solo show means there's no guest scheduling, no rescheduling, no editing multiple audio tracks. So if you can master the art of monologue, you'll be saving yourself a lot of the logistical components to podcasting. And I also want to share this is that the listeners are really tuning in for you and no one else. So it's really intimate and beautiful in that way. Number three is the talk show. This is a podcast with multiple guests who sit down and talk together. Perhaps they have a guest on, but really the primary intention is for listeners to tune in to the relationship and the conversation between the hosts. So for this, I always like to keep in mind and to make sure that, yes, as you have to have at least one co-host, but also that you and your co-host have the same vision in mind for your show. And then the fourth is storytelling. So this is a very creative podcast style. Think like NPR type shows. I'll never forget the first podcast I ever listened to was Serial by This American Life. And it was like this all about a murder series of this high school student. And it was so interesting and riveting, but it was filled with sound clips and audio effects and like all of this mystery, but it was a really enjoyable format for listeners. I will say that a production element of that style show is going to be a lot of labor intensiveness. So just keeping that in mind for that one. And then the final is the call-in. So this is a more reminiscent style of, say, talk radio, where you have callers write in or call in and answer or address questions or discuss anything that the listeners have submitted. And this format is often seen in combination with others. So perhaps they open up with an interview or a monologue and then get into answering questions. But that doesn't mean that it can't be done alone. And one thing I like to mention is that when it comes to your format, really know this, it will likely shift and grow. A beautiful example of this is actually Ashley's show, The U-Turn Podcast. She started U-Turn solely as an interview format, but slowly has begun to sprinkle in solo episodes, collaboration episodes, and she has some really fun things coming out in the future as well that are totally different. And the solos really increased her monthly downloads and her engagement. She was able to more intimately connect with the listeners and just create variety for her show. So when getting started, I do really recommend that you select one format to get yourself comfortable with and then grow from there. So along with the format is really selecting your episode length, the cadence, and the release plan. And the beauty of podcasting is that you can literally do whatever you want, which is so fun and creative and magical. You can release a 5-minute episode every day or a 3-hour long episode every other week. There really are no rules. So it's just so fun to be able to step into that creativity and that expansion. But this can be equal parts amazing and challenging. I always like to think of it like menus. When you go to In-N-Out, it's short and simple. But when you compare it to the Cheesecake Factory, we have 29 pages of food options. Like that menu is just so overwhelming. It feels endless. So brush aside that endless menu feeling of options and get really specific. And I love to turn to stats to create specificity. So the median podcast episode length is 38 minutes. But this does vary category to category. So for example, business podcasts average 20 minutes long, while podcasts in the comedy category average 55 minutes. Another stat to support the duration is that the average commute time is 27 minutes one way in America. So 55 minutes per day total. Now, during COVID, this was impacted with less people going to work, but that's kind of really started to shift with more people returning to the office. So it's a great idea to shoot for episodes that are either in that 25-minute range or that 55-minute range. And when it comes to leveraging stats and rankings, play duration is important. So this is something we'll dive into more in the Pod Launch Academy. But for now, know that the more of a podcast episode that a listener tunes into, the better. And also, the more plays an episode gets, the better too. So a play is that number of times someone hits play on an episode. So to explain that, let's say that you have this amazing episode. It's 55 minutes long and a listener starts in. They get halfway through. Maybe they had a 20-minute commute. They go to work and they come back later that evening on the drive home to listen again. That actually counts as two plays for your episode, which is really beautiful to build up those plays on the back end of your stats to help drive exposure to your show. Now, the U-Turn podcast episodes are generally about an hour long, and then her solo minis are roughly 10 to 15 minutes long. So that is what Ashley has found really works for her, and her listeners love that as well. So as a general rule of thumb, really consider doubling the time of your episode to calculate for what time you need to set aside in the full production process, something to also keep in mind. So let's say you have a 1 hour episode, add an additional 2 hours of time to produce the audio, to write the show notes, to schedule the episode, to notify your community, to prepare any assets for sharing on social media and things of that nature. So unless, of course, you hire someone like Soul Production House or something to do this for you. So knowing the time to set aside, let's look at how often you want to release an episode. Most podcasters tend to release episodes once a week. And to be honest, this is great for both the host and the listener. No questions asked. Your audience knows that every week they get a new episode from you. It's really, really beautiful that way, creating that consistency. But it isn't the only way. You can also release, say, episodes maybe every other week on a bi-weekly cadence. And I'll share with this, I do think that this can be a really supportive way when you're starting off. If you're perhaps worried about maybe creating consistency or feeling overwhelmed with the process, starting small is so much better than starting with more episodes and backing down to less. And I always like to share this with clients. As you get more comfortable with recording and releasing episodes, you can start to offer bonus episodes. So if you were doing an every other week release and you add in a bonus, that additional content is really coming in a position as an added perk for the listener. So all about how you position the release of your shows. And if you're doing, say, like a story formatted podcast or something that involves heavy edit production or longer formatting, there are successful shows that release once a month or less often. So know that listeners tend to forget if you are silent for weeks on end. So this isn't always the route I recommend people take, but it is an option for you. And know that you can also set up your show to be seasonal with a consistent release cadence within a season and then baking in that set time between seasons. So kind of more like thinking a TV show style of release. So now that we have more clarity on why you are starting your show, how you are formatting it, let's get clear on the goal of your show. I have found that there are five main ways podcasters view the goals of the show. So we're going to get into each of those. The first is the converter. And this is where your main goal is to turn podcast listeners into paying clients. This is typically for, say, the coach, the mentor, or the business that is looking to gain customers and clients. So this might be you if, let's say, you'll be using your podcast as a part of your overall business funnel to invite listeners to enroll in your products or services. The second is the professional. Your goal here is really to create a full-blown business solely from podcasting. This is the person who wants to live and breathe podcasting, right? Where your main revenue and really your daily actions orbit within the podcast. So this could look like creating a viable business by having like a Patreon community, by having sponsorships and partnerships deals, by doing live events with your listeners, maybe even having a contract with a larger network like Spotify or Barstool Sports. So the third goal is the side hustle. Your goal real here is really to have a side hustle or secondary income coming in from your podcast. This is the person who has a full-time or part-time job and is looking for maybe a secondary way to make money, to connect with people, to express yourself. And your goals look more like supplementing income each month, or maybe connecting with a certain number of potential new experts in your dream career. The fourth is the creative. Your goal is really to connect with people and express yourself. I always like to think that this is the type of person that isn't trying to podcast for the sake of revenue, but they're to create a great deal of success and are looking for a fun and creative way to really spend some of your free time, right? So you want to make an impact and you want to have fun doing it. And then the fifth and final is the change maker. Your goal is to really make a splash in a space that needs support. So this could be the person who's starting a podcast for maybe a social cause or a change. And your goal with the podcast is to bring awareness to a very specific, important topic or issue. So take a moment and consider what the goal or goals of your podcast are. And it's important to know where your goals are so that you make decisions like what guests to have on your show, what sponsors to agree to work with or maybe not work with, and how to position your show and your categories that you are being as efficient as possible. And I just want to share too that, you know, I once worked with a podcast host who really thought that they wanted to be a podcast professional. And once they started moving in that direction, so much of her current business shifted, and she was working one-on-one with clients at the time was her main business. And she thought she wanted to be a professional in podcasting, but realized that so much of her joy was in that one-on-one client time. So she decided actually to kind of transition gears and go back to making her goals more in that converter where she was still able to have the podcast because she loved it so much, but also keep her one-on-one clients. So, and know that you don't have to box yourself in. I think it's just really important to know what your goals are, whether they are sprinkled throughout. So that way, again, you know, as you're working with sponsors or working with your listeners or working within your business, you kind of have a grasp of where your podcast fits in the world.
Okay. I love seeing everybody and all of the different kind of goals that you have and directions you can take. And that's the truth. We're always moving as individuals. And what I've learned about having a show that's done well is that people will move with you. And so there's nothing wrong with being what I like to call in my end, an omni woman. It's like an everything human, you know, an omni human. Okay. That was the beginning of building your show's concept. We just identified the why, the mission behind your show, how you're going to format your show, different goals that you can have for your podcast. So after you start laying this foundation for your podcast, it's really important that you get to know who your ideal listener is. So one of the biggest mistakes I see people making all the time with their podcast is they'll be really generalized with their demographics, right? So they'll be like, all right, this age, this gender, this income level, this location or religion or occupation. But this is not specific enough. You really have to tune in to your ideal listener. So like my ideal listener, you know, and this is not U-Turn podcast necessarily, but, you know, saying to yourself, like maybe it's a 45-year-old person who identifies as a man in the middle of the United States, like, and really get into what is their pain points? What are they going through? Right? Like this could be someone who's married with kids and they're looking for support on building a stronger family unit. Or maybe there's someone who's single and they work remote and they're doing the digital nomad thing. And it's just really important to note while demographics can support your vision, you want the identification to really sound like something someone would say out loud to another person. You don't often hear people at a networking event being like, I'm a 27-year-old from Hong Kong. I mean, unless you're watching like The Bachelor, which even then they kind of get a little more fun to holler at you if you watch The Bachelor too. Okay. So usually it sounds more like this, like I'm an online influencer and I'm looking for ways to feel less burnt out all the time, or I'm a mother of two and I'm really hoping to learn how to raise my kids without messing them up really bad. Like whatever it is, we want to identify your audience and get clear on who do you want to be a hero to? And I say that with no ego, with specificity in your verbiage, that really helps listeners feel like, wow, this person really gets me. I need to keep listening. So we want to get super specific. And if you find yourself thinking to yourself, you know, this ideal listener description is too specific, or the feeling that, you know, by being specific, there won't be enough people out there to tune in, consider this. It is easier to impact 1,000 people that are identical compared to 1,000,000 people who have absolutely nothing in common. So really thinking about this. So how do we get this perfect listener identified? We're going to focus on psychographic information. So there are three main aspects of an individual that I like to kind of think about. Number one is always their pain points. Like, what are they up at 3 a.m. thinking about? Where are they in pain? Number two, how do they feel? How are they feeling in their life? And number three, what are their dreams? What are their fears? What are their feelings? What are their dreams? What are their visions? So a good rule of thumb is to really have two, maybe three characteristics that you know, non-negotiably, your ideal listener has got to have. So problems can look like, let's just kind of look at what are those pains. They could look like being in a relationship that's going nowhere, wanting to invest in real estate, but having no clue where to begin, starting a side hustle that is in desperate need of financial support, how to get leads, how to get clients, or suffering from depression and craving a deeper understanding, or even looking at religion. So really just asking yourself, what is that $1,000 problem that you want to solve? What would somebody be willing to really pay to get support on? Because that's when you know the market needs it. So for example, $10 problem is like, what's the difference between red and white wine? $1,000 problem is I run a winery and I'm starting to try and I need to figure out my marketing. I don't know how to get clients. My business is toast. I need to figure this out. So can you see, you know, addressing that $1,000 problem in a podcast is huge. You really want to feel like you're providing something that the listener needs to tune into the show. And remember, you're bringing on guests. It's not all on you to figure it out. It's not all on you to have the answers. So let's take a look at how they feel. We want to tap into that. So I want to just have everyone just pause for a quick moment, close your eyes, maybe take a deep breath, and just imagine that the problem you wrote down is happening to you now. What is that problem? Really allow it to feel real for yourself, that problem you want to help somebody solve. And notice when you're facing that problem, how do you feel? Do you feel frustrated? Do you feel sad, desperate, exhausted? And just blink your eyes open for a moment and just jot down what came up for you. So for the U-Turn podcast, the feeling I focused on addressing is for people who feel stuck. Like that is where I really focused, or feel scared that they're going to waste their time in a career or a relationship that isn't serving them. They want to get answers and they feel really determined. They don't want to give up on their life, because who's going to listen to hours of podcast content if they're not determined to make a difference? So I really wanted to be that resource for them and bring guests on for my own life too. Nothing wrong with wanting the guest for yourself too. That's all part of the beauty. So once you have the problem and how they feel, really shifting into that third aspect is, what do they really desire? So take a moment now. And you don't have to have this, you know, perfect, but what are the goals, desires, or visions that your ideal listener has? So these desires and goals not only help you identify your listener, but later on, these can act as topics for your podcast episode, right? Like whatever their goals are should really drive the sorts of guests you want to bring on and really giving them some gold. Okay, friends, this is Ashley Stahl again, just signing off. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And again, you've got about 48 hours to join us, the only time we'll ever go live to do the How to Launch Your Podcast 30-day course. Over at ashleystahl.com/launch. So grab your spot discounted at that cart over the next 48 hours. If you listen to this and you are ready to launch your podcast, we'll email you within 24 hours of signing up so that you get the details and the Zoom link so that you can be with me and with Kirsten over at Swell Production House live every single week, twice a week, to launch your podcast in 30 days starting June 11th. We can't wait to have you there. Much love.
Thank you so much for tuning into the U-Turn podcast. And thank you again so much for our sponsors. We are here because of you. And to our listeners, thank you for checking out our sponsors. We always pick people and brands that we trust and we believe in. And just for listening to the show, writing your reviews on the Apple app, and just being willing to make your own U-Turns. We'll see you next week.